Here's a question for you. How often should you clean your toilet, wash your doormats, and wipe the light bulbs? Wiping light bulbs, that's the first I've heard of that. Stephen does that on a daily basis. So from cleaning the oven to washing down the shower, there are many household chores that most busy people put off. But now experts have come up with a checklist to help us keep our cleaning under control, because that's what you always need, is a checklist. That makes everything so much better. I'm joined by commentator John McCurrick and Andrew McVeigh. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How are you both? John, are you all right?
Well, absolutely fine. The trouble is with this that I think it's very much a generational thing.
Do you do any cleaning at all, John?
Well, I'm afraid not. My father brought me up that he never went in the kitchen, that we are territorial creatures. That, in other words, it's the kind of thing that, I know it's old-fashioned now to say it, but a woman's place is in. I know you can't say it.
Be careful, John.
You can't say it in this age, but I'd say to all fellas, when you go out with a bird, don't make the first cup of coffee, because if you do, you're on a treadmill. Don't buy her any flowers, because a month later, no flowers turns up and you don't like me.
John McCurrick, it's 2017. What kind of dinosaur are you?
No, not a dinosaur at all. You've got to realise that all relationships are team efforts. Now, the booby and I are a team. Whether you're the same sex or heterosexual, whatever it is, a team. And a team has different players play different parts in the team. And right, that's what happens with us. And I just don't believe going in the kitchen. My father never did it.
I'm disappointed in you, John.
75% of domestic murders, are in the kitchen. It's the woman who kills the man because the man shouldn't be there.
Right.
And the rest of them are the man killing the woman because things go wrong in bed.
It's got a bit dark all of a sudden, John. I'm disappointed because I had quite a vivid image in my head of you with a penny and a feather duster.
Oh, good Lord, no. But it just wouldn't be right, would it? I just wouldn't know what to do.
Andrea McVeigh, what do you reckon?
Well, I know. I mean, I would berate John, but really, what can I say? I think he's beyond redemption. I just didn't expect anything. But I think it's probably right, though. It is a generational thing.
And
modern generation, I would say anybody under the age of 70 agrees that, you know, both people in a relationship have to do a bit of the cleaning. And I think it's important to clean up after yourself. I would never expect anybody to clean up after me. And if I'm said that, I'm sure my husband's listening and he's having a right laugh. But as Vinny said, that good housekeeping have come up with this list of things that you should do, as if people don't realise actually that the dust or the dirt is building up. Every day you should make the beds. Well, that's easy with throw a duvet over it. It's not like when I was growing up and people had sheets and blankets and things like that. I mean, the duvet is a remarkable invention. Just throw it over. Clean the toilet bowl is something you should do every day.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't like doing that. And I don't like... My problem with that is when you clean the toilet bowl, then what you do with the cloth. I use disposable cloths because I hate the thought of that cloth making a reappearance somewhere else by mistake, even after it's been through the machine. Andrew McVeigh, this survey, apparently you should clean the toilet every day, change your bed linen every week, and clean your upholstery every year. The research also shows that women still do more housework than men. John will not be surprised to hear that. But how often, Andrea, for example, do you change your bed linen? Don't lie to me.
Well, I mean, not as often as I should.
Once a month?
Not every week. Isn't that terrible?
How often?
It depends on the search.
How often, Andrea?
Maybe about once a month.
You dirt bird.
I know.
John McCurrick, have you ever changed your bed linen?
Well, no. The last time I made a bed was when I was at public school. I was at Harrow, and you had to make your own bed, and I haven't done it since. But it's a complicated operation. But, Andrew, you would agree all relationships should be team efforts. So the work is divided between the pair in the relationship.
So what do you do, John?
Yes, John, you're saying the work should be divided, but you don't seem to be dividing the work. You're leaving it all to your wife to do. You're not doing any of the housework. So that's not dividing up the work.
That may be nearer the truth than it ought to be. I agree. But it is the kind of thing, you are interfering, aren't you, in what the woman likes to do.
Women do not like housework.
America's got a great word for them. They call them homemakers. Now, that's a beautiful word. What an honour it is for a woman to be a homemaker.
An honour?
An honour, of course it is.
Oh,
a privilege, an honour to be a homemaker.
Well, it's a woman's choice, yes. But when
yes,
no choice,
agreed.
It doesn't matter, then absolutely not. And, you know, people, there is a great satisfaction can be had by doing a good job.
Yes.
I think sometimes if, you know, the kitchen's a mess and the work surfaces are all covered in bits of food and you clean that up, that's a lovely feeling of satisfaction.
Yes.
To do a good job. But that's a feeling of satisfaction that both sexes can feel. It's not just a woman's innate satisfaction with doing the kitchen work. I mean, you know, that's something I do think a job well done is a great satisfaction, whether you're male or female. It's not a woman's job to do that. But I just wanted to go back to one of the things in this list. I mean, clean the toilet bowl. Well, I think it depends who's using it, frankly. I mean, it doesn't bear thinking about. But yearly wipe the light bulbs. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm telling you, Stephen Nolan wipes his light bulbs every day. John McCurrick, let's go back to you and talk about, you say you split the chores, you split responsibility, but what do you do? So far, you've just told us that you just don't do anything and the booby has to do it all.
Well, I don't drive, so the booby drives. But
right.
Then, of course,
what do you do?
Then we have a dual control car. Because I sit to the left here, through the lights, overtake him, off you go.
No,
and
you
it's
don't.
A dual control car, but she does the actual driving. So it is a sort of a definition of the duties that each of us has.
I'm still waiting to hear what your duties are. What do you do in this relationship, John? Are you just the eye candy?
I worked until I was sacked by Channel 4. I work every day of my life. I was never late for a job ever. I don't think I was ever late for work. I never missed a day, went out to work solidly, which you should do. That is the foraging and getting the work done. Meanwhile, the booby worked as well, that she's been a bursar for many years and holds a residence and everything, so she contributed a bit as well. But it's a team effort. And I don't think the booby would really want me in the kitchen. I wouldn't know what to do, where to go, where to pick stuff. I'd do things wrong.
That's why
you never buy women presents. If you buy them the presents, it's the wrong colour, it's the wrong size,
just,
or I've got
John,
that, or I didn't want that. Let them have the money to spend on what they want to get.
You're such a romantic, John.
I've never bought them a presents in all our time marriage.
Well, you can tell when Stephen is off because they let all the retrobates on air, like John McCurrick and Norman from Bangor. Good morning, Norman. Norman, go ahead.
Family.
I called you Norma by mistake there, Norman. I can tell you are a modern man and you have your own dedicated penny and feather duster.
No, I haven't got a penny or a duster, but I don't mind cleaning the toilet or hoovering a room or doing repairs. The wife does the cooking. That's her end. So it is. She does the dishes. I would do the rest in the house. You have to work together. You both live in the house. So therefore, you both have to muck in together. And some of the things you see on television, their houses are disgusting. They never clean them from one year to the other. One was that bad the other night. The men couldn't even go into it with a smell. And she's sitting with a chair in her knee and dishes piled up to the ceiling and rubbish all over the house. It's not hard to clean a house because you don't know who's going to knock your door and come into your house. Stephen can come into my house any time he wants.
Has he been in your house before, has he, Norman?
He has, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, he licked my wallpaper, so he wanted me to do his house, but no.
He licked your wallpaper?
He wanted it. He wanted my wallpaper, but it would cost him too much to take it off the wall.
He licked the wallpaper?
No, he liked it. He
licked it?
Liked.
Oh, right. It's your accent, Norman. I'm getting confused.
Yeah. Well, he licked my wallpaper.
Say it again. He licked it.
Liked. Like, L-A-K-E-D.
Okay, Norman. Norman, thank you. Patsy and Carrickfergus. Go ahead, Patsy.
Hello.
Wallpaper licking. I never heard the leg of it.
About John McClurk, whenever he was on swapping waves to us as in the houses.
You need to explain. You need to put the context behind that, Patsy, because that sounds very dodgy. John is still there. Say good morning, John.
Has he never heard of bed bugs? Or his
Would
wife?
You like to be married to me, dear?
Well, I don't care, John. I would have you in your bed and give you a good kick up the ass.
No, remember, Patsy,
however,
keep the language
I'm
safe.
I'm 77, and I change my beds every week. And whenever I have a shower, I don't get out of it until the tiles are all dried off. And I would go through a whole bottle of that all a week, round the toilet. I even, an old toothbrush I keep to clean the screws and all that would be on the lid of it. You know, as I say, you have to keep your working kitchen and your bathroom.
You do? Sorry, Patsy, what do you do with the toothbrush?
I keep the old toothbrushes and You know when you lift the lid of the toilet up, there's wee screws and all of them. I put that all over the toothbrush and clean round the screws and all.
Is that going too far though, Patsy? No, because you can get really caught up in cleaning and become obsessive about it.
I have a lot of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And those wee children come up to go to my toilet and they trust me. They don't know any different. But yeah. I like to have it nice and clean.
Well, do you need, Patsy, like this new, these experts have come up with this checklist. Do you need something like that? Or do you just simply know the common sense things you have to do?
I know. I used to work as a cleaner and I worked in the lab and I've done anything. If I need to work, I've done it. But the thing is, if you get a cloth, it'll not clean those wee screws out.
And I mean, just hope you're not using someone else's toothbrush.
No. Right. I'll tell you something. I'm not house proud. My grandchildren come in and some days my cushions are made to look like a flipping river or they're jumping from the settee down on it and all. But I think you need to keep your toilet clean. And I mean, well, as I say, I love coming up the stairs and looking at my tiles in the bathroom and you can see them shiny and you can't see a fingerprint on them.
Well, listen, Patsy, we're tight for time this morning as always, right. But if you want to come up to my house, then you're more than welcome.
No, I'm not going to clean.
Just don't forget your toothbrush, you're not using mine. Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much. And John McCurrick, thank you very much as well. Thanks, Patsy.